Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
We're going to go a little bit quicker. We like to go in those little groups of 10 as we are putting these together. But outside the top 70, there's still a bevy of names. A couple that jump out
there's
to
so
me.
So much talent.
Yeah, a couple that jump out to me. I like drafting Alex Wood, who is actually an ECR of 60. I've just got apparently a little bit lower, so apparently I hate him. Yusei Kikuchi, who signed with the Toronto Blue Jays. Bailey Ober is a very popular one of those young, like Bailey Ober and Aaron Ashby are a couple of those popular late young strikeout pitchers. Here's another one I'll throw out to you. Jesus Luzardo, who has an ECR of 96. I actually had it 86 before this most recent start, was showing an almost 3 mile per hour uptick in his fastball and commanding it. He wasn't getting a whole bunch of like swinging strikes and whiffs and stuff on it, but he was pounding that ball in and commanding it. I think he was sitting around 95 last year. He was up to 98 on average in this spring training game. We try not to go insane about spring training, but that's one of those things that you have to open your eyes on a little bit.
Yeah. Now I will say this. We might be getting some juice guns out there because they also said that Madison Bumgarner was up to averaging 93 miles per hour yesterday. And he hit 93 miles per hour on 11 pitches last season.
Ah, he had time to work out. Maybe he was getting off the horses and he was,
maybe he wasn't, going for the rodeo or riding his ATVs or something. So maybe he strengthened up, but he still gave up 6 earned, even with throwing fast. Like 93 is breaking the bank, but Luzardo moving up could be nice. I'm just a little wary of, to me, the perfect comparison to spring training and those type of numbers are like pro day numbers versus the combine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like pro days, you kind of get in your home field advantage. You might have a little juice gun, a different person stopping the clock, that kind of stuff. Like, how did Kenny Pickett's, how do his hands measure bigger, you know, at a different combine or at his pro day versus combine? It's kind of the same thing with spring training.
I saw that. They're like he gained a tenth of an inch on his hands. And it's like, no, they just did it a little bit different. But this would be like gaining, adding 3 miles per hour on your pitch would be like gaining, you know, a full inch.
It's at least
a
mile and a half, even if the gun is juiced.
Yeah, and they might be juiced. That's a really good point. But they would be juiced in multiple parks.
Right.
But again, if you're picking out some guys, like there's a couple young guys that I could be into. And Lizardo's an interesting speculative one. Aaron Civale, Bailey Ober, and some of the oldies.
Casey Mize?
Yeah, Casey Mize would be in there
Casey
as well.
Casey Mize, we both have in the 70s. I might move him up. They said he's going to start messing with the splitter and throwing that a little bit more. So getting a different pitch.
No, Mize, that is his splitter. No, that's his pitch. Splitter is his
pitch. Well, he's going to throw it more is what they said. So,
yeah. Well, he just needs to command it. That was my problem always watching him. This is one of the first things I said, especially when he made his debut, was his splitter's devastating. It's a 60-plus grade pitch. It's awesome. But the problem is he was so reliant on it, and it was dipping out of the zone that I had said, I was like, dude, as soon as guys just stop swinging at that thing, those other pitches haven't caught up. And they're going to sit on it. And that's exactly what happened. So, you know, if he's got a better feel on it and he's dropping it a little bit more, maybe it'll be more effective and it'll set up those other pitches. Those are good ones. I want to ask you, obviously, who you want here. I'm just throwing out some names of guys. The other one I want to throw out real quick, and then let's hear some of yours, is Nick Lodolo. Now, I have him inside my top 100. I'm aggressively higher than the ECR, and I'm almost the highest of anybody. And Nick Lodolo has had a fantastic, he looks really good early on. Very Sale-esque to me, too, by the way. Commanding pitches. There's solid spin on there, and the commanding of like 3+ offering is really good. And it looks like he has got a rotation spot locked in. At one point, it was him and Hunter Green vying for the 4 spot, and then they made trades. And now there's 2 spots open, and both of those guys are vying for a spot. And he has been really, really locked in as of late. I think he's one of those good young pitchers that you can speculate on right now. So if I were speculating young, I would go Ashby, Ober, Lizardo, and Lodolo. And my older guys post 70 that I'd like to target here are probably Kikuchi, Wood and Cobb in San Francisco, and ironically, Corbin Carroll a little bit. Patrick Corbin. I would like to speculate on Corbin Carroll, but I don't think he'll break. Patrick Corbin is another one of those I'm still willing to speculate because all those guys are free.
Yeah, and we might have the overcorrection on Patrick Corbin, right, where it's he was so bad last year that there's no way he can be that bad again, and people are just saying he's done, and I understand. Maybe the buyback on him. You mentioned a lot of the guys I like. We talked about Mize, Ober, Ashby. I like Patino before he had this little injury in spring training. I was big on, Paddock could possibly get that last spot with the Padres. That would be a nice spot if he could end up getting it there, which I think he's kind of the leader to get it.
I think he's the leader to get it. They also, I think they can be comfortable running out a 6-man rotation. You know what one of the problems is?
Easily could be.
You want to talk about like hype? Is I still refuse to get too much into it, but Mackenzie Gore had another good outing. I'm watching it right now. He had a good outing the other day, and he had some first inning strikeouts against the Angels. And he's just kind of back to commanding some pitches. The problem I had seen so much of was that like he wasn't spinning the ball, and his fastball was super hittable, and he didn't have his secondaries. Well, now he's throwing his secondaries, and he's starting to command pitches again, and he's getting some swing throughs. Like I just saw a strikeout he put on Joe Adell, and people are starting to go nuts again. And I loved Mackenzie Gore before all of you loved Mackenzie Gore, and I have jumped off about early as anybody else as well. I would love – this is one of those guys. Let me be wrong. I'd be glad to be wrong. Love the guy. I'd love to see him in the rotation. I don't think he can go 2 or 3 through. And I think at the end of the day, he would be best suited to probably be in relief. And I think he's got the personality of a closer.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
CODA salutes those who've served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
Entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. After that, I just sort of space out for about an hour. time. Space out.
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more?
Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Right, yeah. I mean, I like the scenario. I like, you know, being that last guy, hopefully going up against the other last guy, you know, playing for the Padres behind that offense. Even though they've had injuries, they're still going to be fantastic offense. One other guy that I want to mention before we get into it, I kind of like Nestor Cortez. And,
oh, that's a good name to pick.
Yeah, he's projected just on roster resource right now to be the fourth starter for the Yankees. I know Domingo Germán is working back from a right shoulder impingement, but he's probably not going to be eligible to play for the first 2 months. And when you look at Domingo Herman's numbers, like 2.90 ERA last year, Sierra was under four. It was 3.78. He did have 14 starts and 8 relief appearances, so he only got to 93 innings.
Are you talking about Herman or Nestor Cortez?
Nestor, I'm talking
you,
about.
You
Nestor
said
Cortez.
You said Herman okay, there just bad. A second ago. You're talking about yeah, this is bad. So repeat Nestor those. Those are Nestor Cortez's yeah. numbers.
Nestor Cortez's numbers. Yeah, he had 103 strikeouts, 25 walks, 2.90 ERA with where'd it go? 3.78 Sierra. And, you know, just looking at some of these, ATC has got him down for 120 innings, 124 strikeouts. If he could get more than that, if there is something wrong with Herman, or if they have another injury in that rotation, the one thing working against Cortez and why he is free is because he's at the bottom of the Yankees lineup. And if there's one franchise that is, you know, liable to go and trade for a starting pitcher and move him back to the to a relief spot, it is the Yankees. But I think where you can get him is basically free. I love throwing a dart at Cortez at the end of the
draft. I mean, you could speculate on the Yankees. Like, what if Nestor Cortez was involved in one of those trades? What if it was like Luis Heil and Nestor Cortez going, and then all of a sudden you're in the A's rotation? Either way, it's a pretty good bet, pretty good strikeout option. I'm higher than ECR. You are way higher than me, and you are close to the high man. You might be a Nestor Cortez might come into the Robbie Grossman and Camilo Duvall range for you soon, though I don't see you draft him a whole bunch.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's the thing, is he's just, he would have to be, we don't do benches in our mocks.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And he would have to be a bench guy. He's like the last guy dart throw that you have to do. And I'm in the 70s on him. Like you said, I'm hovering right around 80. I'm at 79 and the highest 73 on him. So, but as low as 122. So he's just in that free range of guys like Pineda, Kikuchi, you know, dudes like that.
He's a free range. He roams the range. He's organic
free range
and free range
pitcher.
Organic free range pitcher. Get Nestor Cortez.
He sometimes starts. He sometimes relieves. He's free range.
He's a little bit more expensive because he's organic and free range. But you know what? It's worth it. You want your pitchers to be free range at the end of the day. All right. Let's go. Let's talk about our top 70 because there's so many to talk about. Let's go 70 to 61. I'll kick us off here. At 70, I've got Herman Marquez, Tristan McKenzie, Anthony Desclafani, Patrick Sandoval, John Gray, Jordan Montgomery, Joe Ryan, Yever Yauer, John Means, and Huascar Hinoa.
Yeah, for me, I've got Steven Matz at 70, Tristan McKenzie, Herman Marquez, Adam Wainwright, John Means, Yever Yauer, Voldemort, John Gray, Patrick Sandoval, Tony Disco, and Jordan Montgomery at 61.
Definitely turned a page on that Yever Yauer take from earlier on, especially the minute, and, you know, credit to anybody that was, you can't deny the people that, you know, I looked at the situation and go, well, you know, looks like he got off on the stuff and, you know, time served to what he had last year. The major question was that would the team allow him to come back? And then all of a sudden what you get is the team not super excited and they continuing this paid administrative leave thing, which is going to go through mid-April now. And
did you see his tweet?
No, which one?
Trevor Bowers, you didn't see it?
I saw the, you mean the Deshaun Watson one? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What are you doing?
You know, like, of all the horses that you could saddle up with, Bauer, I don't think you should. Everybody else is making the comparison. Maybe don't also congratulate Deshaun Watson for beating the odds on Twitter.
Yeah, and his whole thing was, you know,
so unlikable.
The NFL letting you to continue your career and playing and blah, blah, blah.
So unlikable, and, Trevor Bauer.
Dude, he is the worst person.
More than just being like really SE, if you want to get like breakdown stuff, when we were talking about this like a month ago, it was like, hey, you know, he's, you know, the charges are dropped and, or, you know, he was found not guilty and he can maybe get out there, but he hasn't pitched in spring training at all. And that is a big important thing. And he's still on administrative leave.
It's the Dodgers just willing to eat that contract. It looks like
whatever it is.
Is he a free agent after this year?
I don't know. I don't remember, but they're going to recoup some type of money. But now you're looking at a situation. Let's even hypothetically say the 17th, you know, he's off administrative leave and he can join the team. He's got to get ready. He's going to miss a month of the season. He's going to miss a month of the season trying to get ready and get right at least. And that's why you just keep plummeting. I would not care
through next year, too.
I gotta be honest with you. I'm actually, now that I'm seeing this, I don't understand. And it just, I guess, how I laid this out. I look and I see I got Patrick Sandoval and Anthony DeSclafani a little too low. And I got to bring them up. And I'm relatively low against the ECR. And I should have them above Bauer. I don't know why I don't currently. I've still been trying to maintain where I want to put Bauer. I don't care if you take him off your board at this point. I'm not sure what the upside even is at this side of it, that I would rather have those guys.
Nestor Cortez or Trevor Bauer?
I mean, I don't really care. No, I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Like, it just doesn't matter to me. At one point, I was like, this guy at 150 has the potential to be a top 10 starting pitcher in all of baseball, and that is where the deal is. The same idea of you guys that draft Marcelo Ozuna, you know, at like 180 or like, but you're now a month.
Well, Marcelo Ozuna is like at least with the team.
Yeah, that's about, you're going
to
miss a month.
He's apologized to his teammates and
Dodgers don't want him. You're going to miss a month.
Still a scumbag, but he's taking the right steps post scumbag. You know what I mean?
Here's another example. Ramon Laureano is suspended to start the year because he was fat cheating. Guess what he gets to do? Play in spring training. He is in spring training games playing. Then he'll serve his suspension. Guess where Trevor Bauer is? Tweeting about Deshaun Watson angrily in his house somewhere. Like, he's not with the team. He's not at the complex. He's not working out. He's not throwing. He's not doing any of this stuff like a guy like Ramon Laureano is or anybody else. So you got all this time wasted and he's got to go away. I am also, like I said, clearly too low on Sandoval DeSclafani. And this is something in my own ranks I'm realizing because I definitely swoop up those guys probably in this 50 range. I'm close. I am actually closer to ECR. I'll tell you guys right now where they are going to end up going. Sandoval is going to jump up to, and DeSclafani are going to jump up to 55 and 56, which is ironic because they are 56 and 55. So I'm going to have them because I really like Urquidy. I also really like Logan Gilbert. So they're right in the Wainwright range. So I couldn't tell you why I have it like that. They will be moving up into that spot for me, and it will move down a couple other guys. But
I don't like picking guys out of this range.
There's one guy you like.
Yeah, once you get down to John Gray at 64. Well, that like 64 up, I'll still take those guys. I've taken Tony Disco in a lot of spots. That's where I have Patrick Sandoval, Jordan Montgomery. I like all these guys. But after like the Trevor Bauer line, I don't want John Means. He goes too high for me. I'd fall in line for Adam Wainwright. Yeah, I just look. I feel like we're drafting John Means all on his one, you know, what was it, his no hitter that he had.
Now, where the hell do you have him? You didn't even have him on here.
John Means? Yeah, he's right there.
Where?
He's right there at 66.
Oh, there he is. I don't know why I couldn't see his name. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Oh, because I have him at 62. We're lower than ECR. I know what you're saying, but also I just moving out the walls a little bit is a little bit beneficial to him. I don't know. I just don't hate him. I'm lower. I'm lower than the ECR.
I just
think
you look at his second half. You know, his ERA went from 2.28 to 4.88. He had the injury stuff, so maybe he'll be, you know, maybe he'll be back and healthy and improve because he did have I can't remember what it was, but I know he had an injury, and it all kind of related back to that no hitter. Like he went too deep in that game and that no hitter. It's tough to lift a guy, especially when you're playing for the Orioles.
Yeah.
Like, there's not a lot to play for, right? So if you got a no-hitter, let him go for it. I get that. But we've seen Edwin Jackson threw a no-hitter on 9 walks and gave up a run on walks. And, you know, the dude was never the same. And I was happy when he did it, you know, but A.J. Hinch let him throw 150 pitches or whatever. I think it was like 148 or something.
Yeah.
So
Means,
he was never the same. I don't think Means is that low, but I don't.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityCairo.com.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
I want to take him. I feel like he's going too high.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's in this league.
Got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make.
In this league.
I'm the smartest guy in the world. Says who?
The IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Means is the perfect example of projected ERA to XFIP the previous year because he beat his XFIP by a full run last year. Just about a full run. I'm sorry. I was dyslexically looking at that apparently.
There's
a 3.62 ERA with a 4.36 XFIP, but it was an exact run full of ERA to FIP, and his projected, so he had an XFIP of 4.36. His projected XFIP or his projected ERA this year is like 4.54 on the bat, or yeah. ATC is 4.14, so it's right in that range. He's not exciting, but when you're looking on the back end of these guys, that's why, I mean, again,
I would
Sandoval,
like it if he got traded. That would help him a ton. Get out
sure.
of Baltimore.
You know. Sure. Yeah. I'm aware. Like, if he were to go to Atlanta, I think
anywhere.
He would get excited. Yeah. Anywhere.
Yeah,
I suppose
anywhere.
You're right. Except Colorado.
Yeah. Anywhere but Colorado. Put him in San Francisco. You know, maybe there's some injuries in LA. Get him there. Angels. You know, some team that's chasing a playoff spot would be great.
John Means has actually that like Joe Musgrove feel where it's like if he were to go like the Padres, everyone would be like,
right,
he's a top 20 pitcher.
Right.
Here's a top 20 pitcher. In this range, I actually kind of like Means, even though I'm lower in John Gray. I don't even want to count Sandoval and Descalfani because that's just a mistake on my end. John Gray and Means are kind of my big guys in this spot where I think you are kind of locked into John Gray and this is the only place that you're living in this 670
well,
to 61.
I've taken Anthony Descalfani here, Tony Disco. I've taken him. I would take Patrick Sandoval, but he never falls here because someone's always in on him. And Jordan Montgomery. To me, when I get down to like this Montgomery, Disco, Sandoval, Gray range, I'm like, well, I better get one of them because I know I don't like anyone after.
That's actually a good point. They are kind of like a tier. And Descalfani, Sandoval cost more where you are higher on Gray and Montgomery, lower on Descalfani and Sandoval. Let's go 60 to 51, Boggs.
All right, 60 to 51. At 60, I've got Luis Severino, then Cindy, Noah Syndergaard, Luis Garcia, Joe Ryan, Alex Wood, Chris Sale, Hugh Oscar Yanoa, Michael Kopech, Sonny Gray, and Jose Urquidy.
I have got, I see another guy I got to move. God, I got another movement here that I got to get down. I got Ryu at 60, Syndergaard at 59, Hauk, Skubal, Severino, Wainwright, Urquidy, Gilbert. I had Lance McCullers, who I did.
Oh, yeah.
I did move Lance down a bit with some of the injury stuff, but he needs to go more. I got him at 52.
I moved him into the 70s, but his ECR is still in the high
60s. It's 61. 61. Yeah, it's 61, so I'm a little bit higher. He's going to probably pop down right under Ryu, so he would be. But then I had a couple guys coming up. He'll probably be 61 or 62. So Lance is at 52 and Sonny Gray at 51. So I've got a little bit of mix up in this range. Who do you like in 51 to 60?
I've been taking a lot of risk on Joe Ryan, man. I like Joe Ryan a lot. You know, last season he had 5 starts. His ERA was over 4, but his Sierra was 3.42. His strikeout percentage was 30, 10.13 K per 9. His walk per 9 was 1.69. I understand that you can't take these numbers and project them because it was only 5 starts. And, you know, the dude has he's gone over 100 innings, I believe, once between, you know, being with the Rays in 2018 and 2019. He had, what is that, 110 innings between high A and regular A. 2019, he didn't do much. Obviously, he had the TJ. And then 2021, last year, spent some time in AAA for Minnesota and Tampa Bay, and then ended up in the bigs for those last 5 starts. But we like this offense. The ballpark is good in Minnesota. I think they haven't projected for around 25 starts, around 130 innings. I think he could push past that a little bit, but I think you're capping Joe Ryan at probably 150 innings, and that's why I have him in this range of guys like Luis Severino, like Noah Syndergaard, right? I'm a little bit ahead of those guys because he's not coming right off of that TJ surgery like those guys are. I guess it'd be, wasn't it thoracic outlet for Syndergaard? But either way, I don't know that his innings are more restricted to the fact that he hasn't done it before versus these guys coming off of injury. That's why I'm a little bit higher than those guys. So I'm going to be a Joe Ryan guy this year for sure.
Yeah, you are a pretty big Joe Ryan guy. I think there's some question marks on a lot of innings in this range for me. You've got Severino, who's coming back. I'm a tiny bit higher on. He did look like he was looking really good in some of the early throwing things, but he'll be capped. If Hauk gets serious innings, I don't think he gets unleashed. Syndergaard is always a big question. I've actually kind of popped up just a tiny bit more on Syndergaard, but I think these aren't targets of mine. Ryu or Keady are the two I think I've actually drafted and you know, made some picks on. And I would say those are probably the two big guys in here. There's also kind of a lack of elite strikeouts due to some of the missed innings that you might have on a few of these guys. You know, like McCullers is moving down. Sonny Gray, I do kind of like in Minnesota. I'm interested in that one. Gilbert, it'll probably get unleashed a little bit. Gilbert's one of those guys, too. I made the very early statement last year that Gilbert was my number one, like, pitching prospect. It was him and Alek Manoah, and they both came up. And Manoah was better. You know, he just ended up being better. Logan Gilbert was a little bit inconsistent, but Gilbert is just, he pounds the zone. He's a big body dude, pounds the zone, 3+ pitches, and I'm really hoping he finds that command again, because when he finds that command and how he can pinpoint in the zone, he really gets some good strikeouts. Though in one of the Mariners practices I told you about, he was the one that got Julio hit a 116 off of him, EV, 116 EV off of him in a side bullpen. It's a side live pitching session. So, you know, he can't, when he gets lazy, he's not going to get the big strikeouts. My worry with him is ultimately he's just not going to be a major strikeout guy, where a guy like Manoah is, and that's what's the separator here. But there's a lot of those type of players. So I'm just looking, really what this kind of comes down to, and a lot of this, if you look at all these teams, you're going to see a trend of who I have. You got teams that are set for wins outside of Scooble, like Boston. You've got Toronto in there. You've got St. Louis, Houston, you know, Minnesota. These are teams that are going to get me some wins without big strikeouts.
I mean, yeah, I have a lot of the same guys in this range. I did move Chris Sale. This might be too much of an overcorrection on him, but I just don't want to walk into the year with guys that are hurt, especially with an injury, you know, the cracked rib or whatever, which is not it's not like a broken forearm, you know, that's okay at 6 weeks, it shut it down, then regain your strength and that's done. You know, ribs are tricky. They're different for everyone. So this could be something where he's back at the very beginning of the timeline, or it could be way worse than we thought. So I just don't want to go into the season with Chris Sale. But I'm with you. I mean, I got Kopech in here. It's all innings question marks. You know, hasn't thrown more than the 91 or whatever he had last season. Obviously, that was his first year in the bigs. He's had a couple seasons combined with more innings than that, but he's rarely gone over 100, and he's projected at like one, somewhere between 107 and 127 between all of the projection places. So, you know, Sale, Joe Ryan, Luis Garcia, Noah Syndergaard, Luis Severino. These are all question marks in innings pitched, and that's why they're in this group. Right.
Yeah, and it's an all right group. This is this 50 to 70 range. I think a lot of industry guys are going to kind of live in a little bit. I want to stack more as we move up. I think you're going to see more of me on the highs in the like 30 to 40 range, and I got a few guys in this next range that I really like. So let's move to those guys. Let's give a little bit more focus. Let's go 50 to 41, Boggs. Is that me or
50,
you?
That's you. That's me. I've got Tarik Skubal, then 49 is Luis Castillo, Logan Gilbert, Ryu at 47, Framber Valdez, Mike Clevinger, Ian Anderson, Ranger Suarez, Marcus Stroman, and Carlos Rodon.
I have got Mike Clevinger at 50, Michael Kopech at 49, Ranger Suarez at 48, Luis Garcia, Framber Valdez, Shane Baz, who I'm surprised I actually moved him down a little bit, but apparently not. He's not going to start the year. Marcus Stroman, Sean Manaea, Chris Sale, and Eduardo Rodriguez. I did not realize that I am like the very low man on Eduardo. I thought I liked him a decent amount, but I don't. His ECR is like the 29th pitcher, and I don't think I want to pay that cost. Even though he's a great strikeout option, I just still don't think Detroit is in a place where they're going to be stacking wins. So I look at some of the guys I have later. I'd rather have a Framber Valdez or the one of the prime players, Nick Pollock, absolutely killed it on fantasy, the Fantasy Pros Fan Fest with something I agree with touting Michael Kopech. And he had said, what was his word at the end? He said, like, everyone next year is going to look back and be like, geez, why didn't I take Michael Kopech? And I agree. Oh. First, he's a cheat code because he qualifies at relief pitcher. And if you want to punt saves or you're in a point, he's a points league cheat code, 100%. Because relief pitchers, you can throw him in and you're going to get a guy that's going to probably put up. He's not going to do 200 innings, but, they could push him. And he's also a major strikeout guy. He's a major, major strikeout guy. And I think he's going to stack double-digit wins this year. He's going to get the opportunity from all, that we can tell. He was working with the starting pitchers the other day when I was at White Sox camp. He was with the Giolitos and all of them coming in, which is also a great sign. He was hand-in-hand with Garrett Crochet, which Garrett Crochet, this is the only thing to watch, Garrett Crochet could be the guy who could ruin all of our fun if they piggybacked him with Kopech. If they only let Kopech go 4 or 5 maybe, and then Crochet goes 2 or 3, they could do something like that. But I'm in pretty strongly on Michael Kopech this year. That he's one of those guys that even if he doesn't reach 180 innings, I think he could push 200 strikeouts. And the, ATC has got him projected at 131 innings, 9 wins, those strikeouts 163, which equates to an 11.25 K per 9, and a 3.77 ERA. And he's one of those guys, I think I've mentioned that, all he's got to do is just like lower those walks and he might start to be elite. He had a 3.5 ERA last year with a 2.99 xFIP in relief. And this year, if you get 130 to 150 innings, you're going to push 160 to 190 strikeouts in there. So I'm
at Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
Very aggressive on Kopech in this range.
Yeah, I mean, in this range, I don't know that I'm really aggressive on him.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
You are too easy.
I know I have Carlos Rodon in this area. You're going to have him much higher than me. I am so afraid of the injuries for this guy. I just can't do it. He kind of moves into that, you know, he's not quite in the Strasburg range because he does pitch, but like one more injury that shuts him down for the year, and I'm all the way out on Carlos Rodon. I just can't do it. I'm not the biggest Stroman guy. You like Stroman more than me. I like Ranger Suarez. I like taking Ryu, who you've already talked about. I like taking Logan Gilbert. Scooble, I like for the strikeouts kind of in this range, but this generally is not an area that I like picking out of. I like the next spot up way, way more. But yeah, outside of Ranger Suarez, I don't think I'm going to be snapping too many of these guys up outside of Suarez and really Ryu.
Yeah, Ranger's been, I mean, Ranger's popular. Our boy John MLB Moving Averages really touted him early on in the podcast and has done it everywhere. He had a 1.36 ERA last year with a 3.38 xFIP, which is a pretty good marker. ATC projections on him, a 3.8 ERA, 145 innings, but an 8 K per 9 with 9 wins, which is funny because I think in some, you know, I haven't looked here, but who do you think is going, let's see, Fantasy Pros, baseball ADP. Who do you think is going higher, Ranger or Kopech?
Definitely Kopech.
You think by a lot?
There was like, probably not by a lot, but excuse me. There was a, like, reported a while back, there was a visa issue with Suarez. Now he's back. He's fine.
Point. Yeah.
I think he's in camp already. So he's back and fine, but I think that for a while that really plummeted Ranger Suarez's value. So
you ready?
I think Kopech is definitely ahead of him. Yeah.
Kopech is 175. Ranger is 157 on the aggregate
ADP.
Okay. And I gave you almost identical numbers except elite strikeouts to Kopech. So just kind of throwing that back out there if you're looking at both of those guys. And I have Kopech one spot below Ranger. I have Ranger at 48. He has an ECR of 57. And I have Kopech at 49. And he has an ECR of 54. And Kopech, his highest is on ESPN at 119. His lowest is on CBS at 201. Ranger's highest is 138 on CBS. And his lowest is 200 on Yahoo. So both of those just later pitchers. Ranger also might qualify at relief pitcher. Look for those cheat code guys.
Yeah, cheat code. Yeah.
Points, easy. If you want to consider punting saves in head-to-head, Kopech, Ranger, Ashby are the guys I would look at. I will not suggest punting saves in Roto. I would not do it. But those are some guys that you could take a look at. So my guys here are Kopech, Ranger, and then another one is Clevinger. So Clevinger looked really good. I think I mentioned this a couple times, but he looked really good in a session I saw him throw over at the Padres camp like less than a week ago. And he was up against Hosmer, Machado, and them. And it looked like he was pumping the fastball back in, pretty good command, throwing a little bit of breaking. And he seems to be healthy and feels healthy. I think he even said, it quoted, like, healthiest he's felt in a long, long time. And he is with such a great group, Darvish, Snell, Musgrove. He throws in the sessions with Musgrove as well. And they've got some smart catchers.
What do you think his innings cap is?
Off the top of my head.
Because the talent is there with Clevinger.
I'm going to look.
That's the only thing that worries me at all. I know ATC has him down for like 120.
Oh, so I was going to say 140 was mine, but you're right. ATC
Zips has him at 144. FGDC has him at 141. So Steamer has him at 138, so hovering right around there. But for those guys, you know, him and Severino and probably Syndergaard, it's their supreme talents that would be up in probably in the top 20. But
this
that 150 innings probably max is what puts them in this range.
And this is one of those things. This is what kills when you go and look at like Mackenzie Gore rocking again. because they've got Clevinger and they've got Paddock, both guys who have had some struggles. The benefit of having a pitcher that can go
seven innings,
Mackenzie Gore pairing with, or Morion if he were to pitch, those guys pairing with these guys is a sneaky benefit. And the problem is, and this is what's going to piss people off if it happens, and Blake Snell, by the way, can't go more than five innings, is if a guy like Clevinger, if they have hard caps on his pitches, he could go four, and then a guy like Mackenzie Gore could come in the fifth, get the win if he goes three innings, and all of a sudden you've got Gore at the end of the year doing what Michael Kopech did, where he's got, you know, 70 to 80 innings pitched. He's got a 2 ERA because he's not put in crazy leverage situations, and all of a sudden he's stacked in some wins. It's something to look out for if it happens. But regardless, I'm in on investing in Mike Clevinger this year, because even if they started a little bit slow, I think he's going to benefit. And I think he's also one of those guys that can beat all of these capped projected inning type of things. I mean, he threw 41 innings last year.
At least more than 120.
Yeah, he threw 200 innings in 2018. He's coming off some serious injuries, but he has been babied, and he pitched some last year. I think this is a guy that could surprise us pushing 150.
Yeah, Clevinger didn't pitch last year.
I'm sorry, in 2020. In 2020, he pitched 41 innings. He doesn't have a big – over the last – since 2019, he's got 160 innings on his belt. So I could see why they might want to play it a little bit easy. But, you know, some of these older guys, this isn't a spring chicken. He's not 22 years old and they're trying to save his arm. He's 31 years old. Get him back out there. Run him into the dirt. That's what they say. This is the owners. They're going to run him into the dirt. So you got nobody else in here?
No, nobody else in here. I don't like this range that much.
Okay, well, screw him. Let's go 40 to 31. At 40, I have got New York Met Chris Bassett, Ian Anderson at 39, Pablo Lopez at 38, followed by Jack Flaherty, Tyler Molly, Clayton Kershaw, Zach Gallen, Nathan Eovaldi, Luis Castillo, and at 31, Carlos Rodon.
At 40 for me, I've got Jack Flaherty, then Chris Bassett at 39, Shane Boz at 38. Probably needs to move down after that bone spur, whatever, was removed yesterday. Eduardo Rodriguez, Nate Eovaldi, Blake Snell, Zach Gallen, Sean Manaea, Tyler Molly, and Justin Verlander.
Flaherty is scary as hell right now.
He really is.
I feel like we don't know enough. This doesn't feel like it's far enough when you just think about it, but you just keep going. I don't like being the high guy. I'm not a high guy. You know, it's 42. I have him at 37, but I'm not in love with the pitchers that are in this range. I don't love Pablo Lopez or Ian Anderson. I do like Chris Bassett.
I do love so much more taking guys out of this area, though, versus the last area.
Yeah.
This is kind of where I start to feel a little more comfortable. You know, I don't want to be taking my two here at all. You know,
I agree.
I don't want to like wait that long on starting pitchers, but I love Eduardo. I really like Chris Bassett. I always have. He's boring, but steady. Zach Gallen kind of had the injury. I love Sean Manaea. I wish so much that Tyler Molly would get traded, because the Reds are just really sinking down to the bottom here. So once again, a lot like John Means, if you could get Tyler Molly in most other places, his value is going to skyrocket. So hopefully that gets done early in the year. Someone, you know, you don't wish for anyone to get hurt, but it would be nice for Molly if the Reds had a reason to trade him early in the season.
I've got a couple big targets in this range. I'm surprised I'm not higher, but I am the median line. Clayton Kershaw, you are higher than me, which is bonkers. Major target of mine in Clayton Kershaw. Zach Gallen is able to throw. He seems like he's back healthy. Could be a trade candidate. Either way, he's going to stack up innings. I love Zach Gallen, 34, ECR 41. Nathan Eovaldi and Carlos Rodon, who I'm a little bit lower on ECR than Carlos Rodon. I love the move to San Francisco. Those four are prime targets for me in that mid-pitching tier. Like, I hope, in a perfect world, I've got two solid pitchers already, and then I'm getting maybe two of those guys. So then I'm really, you know, picking at the bottom and picking my fifth and sixth starter from, you know, when I move down and I get like a Clevinger or a Kopech or a Ranger Suarez or something like that. I'd love to get two of these guys. I take a lot of Nathan Eovaldi's and Clayton Kershaw's. If I get the opportunity, I'll take Rodon. But you can see the logic of, I want to take him, but I'm lower than ECR. I am dramatically higher ECR on Eovaldi and and Zach Gallen and Kershaw.
Yeah, I can't believe that I'm so low on Erod, by the way. I didn't realize his ECR was 29, and I've got it at 37. So I'm a little surprised by that. But we talked about Eovaldi. We both in some blind plays, we both were like, ooh, Eovaldi, look at these numbers. So I like him. I'm with you on Gallen. Everyone knows I love Manaea. And Manaea is like that, you know, and I have these guys kind of in the same range. Molly, Manaea, Gallen, all guys that could get flipped to a better team.
Apparently the word is the A's, their top priority is moving what's-his-face, Manaea right now.
Right.
That is the number one before they even consider what they're going to do with Frankie Montas. So Manaea looks like he seems the most likely to be on the move. And here's what we know. Wherever he goes, it's going to be a good spot. You know, they're not going to have, you know.
The ballpark won't be as good.
Unless it's the Reds. Oakland unless the free. Reds are just effing with us. It's the bad Santa thing. Hey, Reds, are you effing with me?
It would be like the White Sox or somebody. Like, you know, someone that is already knocking on the door. So, yeah, I would love to see Sean Manaea get flipped to some, you know, maybe even a team that somehow is in contention that didn't think they were going to be, you know, like Minnesota or Texas or something.
Kansas City.
Kansas City would be a great spot for him. Yeah, like we talked about yesterday, I don't really like the rotation there. The lineup is good, though, so that would be a great spot for sure.
Yeah, and they just made a trade. They just did the Amir Garrett one, which I saw him out throwing the other day. So it's always a possibility. I actually think Manaea is I mean, you are, like you say with me with some guys, you're like, oh, I'll never have this guy because of da-da-da. I'll never have Manaea because he is like a actual target of you, and
I'm
pretty aggressively.
I'm also
higher.
Nine spots off of the best for him. Someone's got him ranked at 24.
Yeah,
well, and I've got him at 33.
Projections were crazy. If you were, I don't remember if it was ATC or Bat or the Bat, they had some wild numbers on him that really popped.
Let's see. The Bat has got him for 174 innings, 176 strikeouts, 10-11. With a 3.73 ERA, ATC is almost the exact same.
Yeah, I mean, those
11
are
at 10.
A sub-4 ERA, and especially if you put him on a new team with more wins, it could be 200 strikeouts.
And
his
Sierra the last 3 years, 3.86, 4.01, 3.68. So he's hovering right around 4. His career Sierra is 4.13. His career ERA is under that at 3.86. So you know what you're getting with him. Going to a worse ballpark could inflate it for sure. You know, you don't want him probably to go to Yankee Stadium, but the wins are going to be there for him. So,
Especially with the trade, you know, it's an interesting one. Let's we're going to do a blind play here. You're going to read off Manaea and I'm going to read off a pitcher. So give me wins. Well, who do you want to use? ATC or the Bat?
Let's use ATC.
Okay. Let's use ATC.
So this is wins for Sean Manaea.
You're doing Sean Manaea and you don't know the guy I'm doing.
Okay. 11.
Eight.
For wins. Eight. Okay. 10 losses, no saves, 168 strikeouts.
Uh-oh. You moved down to strikeouts. ATC, 171 strikeouts. Let's do walk per nine. Walk per nine.
Walk per nine, 207.
3.33. Home run per nine?
Home run per nine. What the hell do I know?
At the very top.
It is 1.21.
1.28. And then let's go ERA.
3.73.
4.05. And what was his K per nine?
K per nine for Manaea is projected at 8.83.
9.64. So... You know who I just...
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th, and every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Still take a Mania, but it's close. Who is it?
Gallon.
Okay,
that was Gallon. I mean, I didn't give you anything crazy, but it was just the same picture.
So that's
in the
perfect,
same range
then. I do have
you have him Mania one spot once. You have Mania one spot. I have Gallon above Mania, and Mania for the most part outside of strikeouts is projected better. The wins are just brutal for Zach Gallon.
Yeah,
we don't know when he's gonna get traded, if he does.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says
in this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league. Oh.
Welcome back. It is In This League. I am Chris Welsh. That is Scott Bogman. We are ITL, and ITL extends to a third branch with our boy Bubba coming up in hour three. Bubba just started up a brand new podcast on Thursdays, Bubba and the Bloom. That was very interesting. They dropped a "the" on there. I don't know if I need to copyright.
Well, it's Bubba and the Bat Flip also. So Bubba and the Bloom.
Copyright. Don't I own the? It's like LeBron trying to get Taco Tuesday. Didn't I copyright the?
All I know is I must be first in the rotation here because you have to have a B name. I was saying that
You bees love to be first.
You'll hear it in the. In the next segment, actually, what I had to say about the bees and the because I let Bubba go ahead and promote it because it's going to be awesome. And we talk a lot of football, though, because, dude, Tyreek Hill to the Dolphins, and Bubba is a Dolphins fan. They got Terron Armstead, too. I mean, and they didn't trade for Deshaun Watson, so it's everything that Bubba wanted.
Yeah, well, I mean, McDaniel comes in there with an innovative offense. They've got Raheem Mostert and Chase Edmonds. It's a pretty exciting team. And Gesicki is in there to kind of help be possession guy with two explosive wide receivers.
They signed Cedric Wilson, and now he's like their fifth wide receiver. They're going to have to trade Devontae Parker. So,
oh, my God, I forgot that. I was about to say he's their number three, but I forgot they have Parker.
Yeah, they have Parker still. They're going to trade him before the draft, though. So, you know, I want to talk to Bubba to see how excited he is. And Devontae Adams got traded. There's so many moves. Remember, I sent you that GIF. You know, or that Instagram thing that said every 5 minutes in the NFL, hey, yo, what the F? You know, because something is happening every
something
single day.
Crazy. Devontae something crazy. Devontae Adams traded. Tyreek Hill traded. Brady retires, dude. Then unretires. Rodgers becomes the most highest paid player in the NFL. It's nuts.
Deshaun Watson got the most guaranteed money in NFL history.
And then Deshaun Watson got all
So there's a lot going on. So Bubba and I are going to talk about that, and then we'll talk a little bit of baseball on the back end of this hour as well.
Got the most money, and it's not splitting 22 ways. So, you know, Watson getting to
for now
do his things in Cleveland. Don't go anywhere, friends. Hour three is coming up. I step aside. Bubba comes in. It's Bogman and Bubba right after this right here in this league.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. spinquest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit spinquest.com for more details.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.